I remember once I heard that the world's leading authority on Hinduism, so-called, who would like write the encyclopedia entry, now it's Wikipedia, but in the old days, you can read about it online. People had books and libraries and these things called encyclopedias. And so he would write like that section. His name was A.L. Basham. Right? Wrote a book called The Wonder That Was India. Anyway, so he's giving a lecture at UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles. Thought I would go meet him, see him, what he's saying. And at one, I could see what was sweet about him. This stodgy old British gentleman was, he's really a closet Krishnite. In his heart, you could really see he was a devotee. Right? And one of the things I thought he said was very sweet. First, he's talking about different gods and goddesses. Like we've heard, Mark Twain, Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, he said, in religion, India is the only millionaire. All the other religions are paupers in comparison. India is the only millionaire. I mean, millions of gods and goddesses. So he gave a slideshow and he said, and they're making more. And he said, and it's just like we have like Krishna with the Das avatars, Krishna in the center and the 10 avatars around. They showed one, Shram Devata, the goddess of technology. And they show like in the 10th thing, a rocket ship, a tractor, and like all these technological things, and she's there. Then there was Santoshi Ma, who was a goddess created in Bollywood. But then all the simple-hearted people went to see the movie, and they showed this goddess Santoshi Ma, and here's how you worship her. This is her mantra. This is her puja paraphernalia. All over India, people started worshiping Santoshi Ma. Like the lady, Gurudev said in Calcutta, one lady who was offering dandavats to so many stones, and they go, Didi, what are you doing? And she said, one of them might be Shiva. So when A.L. Basham came to the subject of Mayavad, the ultimate delusion, God delusion, that I am God, I am God, you are God, or as John Lennon even mocked in the beginning of I Am the Walrus, I am he, as you are me, and we are all together. Right? So A.L. that, so on this subject, A.L. Basham said, I am you. He said, I don't know, quite frankly, if I want to be you. In one sentence, he showed how silly that whole idea was.